اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A turbulent grave, the second station. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Al-qabru rawdatun min riyadil jannah aw hufratun min hufarin niran. The grave is either a garden from among the gardens of the paradise or a pit from among the pits of the fire. Zaqtatul qabr, fishar qabr, a tough, difficult, violent, terrorized, compressed, and pressure in one's grave. Will everyone have such a grave? According to some of our reports, zaqtatul qabr, fishar qabr, pressure in one's grave is for everyone without any exception. To some, its fierceness will be a punishment. To some, mild, which will be an atonement to make up the shortcomings. When burying his companion Sa'd bin Ma'az, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, no believer will be relieved from this pressure. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, a violent grave for a believer is an atonement for the blessings he had wasted. Some other reports say that some believers do not have a violent grave. Some of their good deeds result them not being punished. In a report, one who recites Surat Zukhruf regularly will be protected from this pressure. Amirul Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam says, one who recites Suratul Nisa on every Friday will have no pressure in his grave. Among the reasons for having a difficult and a tough grave is gossip, ill-treating the family, not helping the fellow human beings, wasting, backbiting, taking prayers easy, disregarding a weak. The reason for Sa'd bin Ma'az was afflicted with a turbulent grave. The Prophet said he sweared at his family. Certain things help from being trapped in a turbulent grave. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when a mu'min enters his grave, prayers from his right, zakat from his left, his goodness shelters, and patience escorts him from aside. When the two angels arrive to inquire, patience addresses salat, zakat, and goodness and says, take good care of your master. If you cannot handle him with care and comfort, I will look after him. Perfect ruku. Imam Baqir alayhi salam emphasizes that someone who perfects and performs his ruku elegantly has no wahshat and fright in his grave. Helping mu'mineen. Our sixth Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions, one who removes grief and sorrow from a mu'min, Allah will remove the grief and sorrow of his hereafter, and he will come out of his grave with a peaceful heart. Prayers, istighfar, requesting forgiving, and the sadaqah of his relatives he has left behind. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, among the toughest nights is the first night in grave. You can ease and comfort the deceased by paying a sadaqah for your loved ones who have passed away. If you have no money to give, at least offer a 2-rakat prayer and dedicate its reward to the departed soul. That way, that very moment, the merciful God sends 1,000 angels, each one of them carrying a dress, and they expand and make his grave cozy. Ziyarat of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. One of the rewards that Allah blesses to the Zair of the grave of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam is that he will be protected from a severe and a straitened grave. Reciting Surah Al-Mulk by the grave, Qutb Rawandi says, a person not noticing a grave settles and sets up his tent. He recited Surah Al-Mulk and heard a crier cry loud. This surah grants salvation. He comes and informs the Holy Prophet of the incident. The Prophet then said, this surah is a protection and salvation from the punishments in the grave. Allahumma barik li fil maut. Allahumma a'inni ala sakarat al maut. Allahumma a'inni ala gham al qabr. Allahumma a'inni ala dhiq al qabr. Allahumma a'inni ala zulmat al qabr. Allahumma a'inni ala wahshat al qabr. O Allah, bless our death. O Lord, help us at the time of dying. O Allah, protect us from the griefs of the grave, its narrowness, its darkness, and its horror. Questioning of Munkir and Nakir in the grave. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, one who denies three things is not our Shia. One, Mi'raj, the ascension. Two, the questioning in the grave. Three, Shafaat, the intercession. Munkir and Nakir, the two angels, enter the grave with fearful faces, their voices like thunder and sights like lightning. They ask, who is your Lord? Who is your Prophet? What is your religion? Who is your Imam? And many more questions. Answer to these questions are mandatory too. Death is a painful journey. Arriving at Barzakh is tiresome too. As a result, the dead is in need of help. Help in reminding. For this reason, talqeen, meaning reminder, has been made wajib, to be recited twice. Once in the grave, and it is recommended to recite it loud and by holding the right shoulder of the deceased with your left hand and his left shoulder with your right hand and shaking the shoulders. And secondly, after the grave is covered and all have gone away, the nearest kin to recite it loud. And according to a report, upon hearing the reminders to the deceased, that is, the recitation of talqeen, Munkir says to Nakir, let's go. Questioning is not required. Their talqeen is an argument and proof itself. Shaykh Saduq says, fasting 9 days of the sacred month of Sha'ban helps in Munkir and Nakir being kind. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, one who keeps awake on the 23rd of the month of Ramadan, the third Laylatul Qadr, and offers 100 raka'at of prayers will be immuned and protected from the fright of Munkir and Nakir. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, when a believer dies, with him 6 beings enter his grave, each one more beautiful, more adorable, purer than the other in appearance and fragrance. One from the right, one from the left, one facing him, one behind him, one from the head and one from the feet. They protect the deceased from the approaching rats, horrors and punishments from all sides. The most dignified among them asks the others, "Who are you?" The one on the right says, "I am Salat," prayers. The one on the left says, "I am Zakat," charity. The one facing him says, "I am Sawm," fasts. The one behind says, "I am Hajj and Umrah." The one by his feet says, "I am Ihsan, the good of yours to Mu'mineen." And all five of them address the most beautiful form of the six and say, "Who are you?" He then replies, "I am the Wilaya, the love and devotion of the household of Muhammad, salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. Wa subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.